Brandon mentioned earlier, there are some guys that are going to shift some acres, no doubt about it, this year. Let's go a little north of the border here. We got Mike Verndonk with us. Mike, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Good, good. All right. All right. Talk to me about soybeans. I want to know all your secrets, Mike.
Well, secrets, I think we can talk about soybeans for a long time, because soybeans is a special kind of plant. Sometimes a nice soybean field, you can really be disappointed, even if it looks very nice. But what I can say from my experience is that, first of all, you got to take care of the basics. And the basics is probably compaction, which is the my case. I got heavy clay. I'm in the northern part of the North America. So you got to take care of that. Take care of if you got releveling to do or drainage, you got to take care of those basics first. I think that's the main thing. Before all those variable rates, all those foliars, all those extra money you put in, those basics need to be taken care of. And secondly, I think it's probably biodiversity. We need to rebuild our soils. Let microorganisms rebuild their habitat. And that's why I use more and more cover crops. Of course, that's the new thing. And I think it's not a trend. It's really where we're going. And soybeans long-term will benefit from that. And the third thing that I think is the right tool. We use a lot of strip till. Why? Because we got heavy clay. We want to warm up that berm, rebuild fertility with the strip till if necessary. We use a soil warrior. It's a really excellent machine. We even seeded soybeans with the soil warrior when we really got to go. We need to do a lot of acres in a short period of time. But still, I think the right tool is the third thing that's important for soybeans. From then on, I think that we can discuss a lot in details from all those three points, but that's where I think I'm going.
No, I agree with you, Mike. I think it starts from the soil up, and you talked about compaction. Brandon and I talked a little about drainage to start off the show, and compaction is one of those things, too. If you have poor drainage, you're going to have even more problems with compaction, and if we don't fix that, we end up with all kinds of problems that, you're right, no foliar fertilizer or anything else is going to fix that. It's just going to be a problem forever. So when you're doing the strip till, how do you like to do it? Are you using coulters to put fertilizer out? Do you use a knife to go deep with fertilizer? What's been your preference?
Well, actually, we got heavy clay, so we don't like knives. It's smears, so we're kind of using the coulter system. That's why we went to the soil warrior. It's a coulter system. We put the fertilizer, let's say, depending on, if we strip in the fall, we'll go deeper. We'll put like a P and K if necessary in the fall. Maybe 6 inches deep, 5 or 6 inches deep. That's the maximum we'll go. By doing a strip till and using cover crops, you got your track. So you're not driving where you're going to be planting. You're kind of committed to a track when you strip those. So that's part of the system itself. So no, when we use our fertility, it's mostly in the fall, and in the spring we want to be efficient. So P&K is dry in the fall.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mike. We do a lot of the same things with the strip till. Get it done in the fall. That way in the spring we could be really efficient with our time. We've already got our berm built. We've got fertility out there. All we need to do is plant, and that's really allowed us to get the planting done quicker, which has improved yields. Planting early, that's another thing that's been a nice thing for improving soybean yields.
Yeah, and when we work a lot with cover crops, and we are rebuilding carbon in our soil, and the strip till is kind of a carbon borrower. Always, you hear a lot of guys, you're not supposed to work the soil, but the strip till for me is just like I borrow a bit of carbon from what I put into my soil and my cover crops, and then that really helps the plant. It just loosens up everything and liberates a bit of a nutrients that was built up from the cover crops. So soybeans, it's a long-term thing, because microorganisms, when you give them the chance to rebuild their habitat, that's what they're going to concentrate on for a couple of years until you really build your soil. From then on, your soybeans are really going to be, you're going to have it up now. You're going to get, like, your return on investment might take a few years. at the beginning.
Mike, I think you framed our discussion for today's show very well. I really appreciate having you on. Mike farms up kind of up near Montreal. And when we start with a soil-first approach, we just set ourselves up for so much success. Mike, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on. We'll have to talk to you again sometime.
Pleasure.